Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. I'm glad we've got a new friend with us. Mark Cohen is here. Mark is an attorney and a very special one, too, folks, because he understands where the issues are. He knows what's going on, and he's advocating for improving them for you and me out here on Main Street. Mark, I got some bad news for you. We're like the Hotel California around here. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
I'm all for it, Jim, and I love your break music, so I'm good.
Tell us about Legal Mosaic.
Well, Jim, you know, it's interesting. Legal Mosaic is just a kind of a brand name that I created. I had been in the legal industry first as a trial lawyer for about 40-odd years. I used to represent our government. I represented several other foreign governments, large companies. But as I've kind of hit my Medicare years, I decided that, you know, I really wanted to give back in a much more meaningful way. And so I'm really concerned about issues like how does law impact everyday people, not the large companies that, you know, have historically been my clients and pay me good money to consult with them. And I'm also interested in what kind of skills are required for the next generation of legal providers. And notice I said legal providers, not necessarily lawyers. Because coming back to what we were talking about before, just to wrap this up real quickly, you know, I had mentioned that law is not just about lawyers anymore. And I believe that very strongly. Just as if you look, medicine is not just about MDs anymore.
Right.
Physicians, you've got physician's assistants, you've got nurses, you've got all sorts of technical people who are helping to deliver, you know, healthcare services. Why should law be any different? And my answer is, it shouldn't.
Well, you're talking about stratifying, nuancing, layering the legal services, the industry itself.
Exactly. Now, there are some things, Jim, that I think do require people who have passed the bar, but very few. And in fact, if you think that this sounds, you know, heretical, particularly coming from a lawyer, I'll tell you that in other parts of the world, with very established legal markets, the UK, for example, the UK, from which is, as you know, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, you know, we in the States have derived, you know, basically most of our legal system from the U.K. model.
It's the common law,
the UK,
of course.
Yeah. Right. And in the U.K., they some time ago have very narrowly described what requires actual lawyers. What kinds of...
So they could be their system, once again, could be a bellwether of ours.
Well, exactly. And also, they have re-regulated the legal industry to allow, quote-unquote, non-lawyers to invest in and to own and manage entities that deliver legal services.
Interesting. Hey, Mark, I want to stop you for a second because I want to ask you one question before we wrap up. I'm trying to help my audience understand the advent, the coming wave of blockchain solutions. Do you see blockchain as being part of this reform?
I do. I see blockchain and artificial intelligence and all of these things. These are tools that should be in the toolkit of all people. legal services, and that includes lawyers and others.
Mm-hmm.
And lawyers have historically been, had a monopoly on legal services. But increasingly, I think they are part of a supply chain of experts who can really meaningfully, to come back to the beginning of the conversation, can meaningfully prop up the rule of law, because let's face it, you can't have faith in the rule of law where law is something that most people today sadly
don't have
regard
access
as
to.
The
That's
province
right.
of the rich.
Mark, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back soon?
I would be delighted.
LegalMosaic.com, folks. That's Mark's website. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.